Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I'm usually on the receiving end of the questions, but today WAMC's very own Ian Pickus is going to throw some my way. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Mike. This is always my pleasure, but first, let's go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the word Georgetown. Add an N, then rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, three letters in the first word, three letters in the second word, five letters in the third, that tells what a student who doesn't know all the answers might do on an exam. What is the phrase?
Well, the three-word phrase is get one wrong.
And ironically, that is correct.
Well, Mike, November 29th is the 333rd day of the year in non-leap years, like 2013. So today's quiz is all about threes, and don't think about it too much.
Okay. All right. I'll think for about 3 seconds, give or take.
Yeah. Sounds
okay.
Good.
All right.
In writing about this sequel, starring O.J. Simpson, Anna Nicole Smith, Leslie Nielsen, and Priscilla Presley, film critic Roger Ebert said, quote, "They play everything on a level of seriousness that would be appropriate, say, for a 1960s TV cop drama. Their timing is impeccable, and they provide the sure, strong center around which the madness revolves." So what movie are we talking about?
That would be The Naked Gun 33 1/3, which I can't remember the subtitle of.
Which is The Final Insult.
Yes.
And if the internet is to be believed, this movie did have a record pun in the subtitle, but producers felt that it wouldn't be so apparent. In the year 333, the Roman Empire was led by this man, who was the first to convert to Christianity.
That would be the Emperor Constantine?
Yes. Number three, Dan Barry is the author of Bottom of the 33rd, Hope, Redemption, and Baseball's Longest Game, about a triple-A baseball game that took place in 1981. In what Providence County, Rhode Island city was the game played?
That was in Pawtucket, because it was the Pawtucket Red Sox and the Rochester Red Wings, I believe, played in the game?
That's correct, and it was held at McCoy Stadium. As a bonus fact, the first 32 innings of that game were played beginning April 18th, spilling over to the 19th, and then the last inning was held June 23rd, and Pawtucket beat Rochester 3-2.
Yes.
Sticking with baseball, only 8 people have amassed more than 3,333 hits. Number one on that list is Pete Rose with 4,256.
I think that's the one I would have known.
He broke Ty Cobb's mark of 4,189. Which former home run champion is currently third on the list?
So the answer you're looking for is Hank Aaron.
That's right. Over 23 seasons, he hit 755 home runs, which is now second behind Barry Bonds, 762, but he also racked up 3,771 hits during that stretch. And finally, born on the 333rd day of 1949, this comedian and actor, who's been nominated for 19 Emmy Awards, had two critically acclaimed meta television series, one on Showtime that used his real name, and one on HBO that didn't. Who are we talking about?
That would be Gary Shandling.
Good job. Well, on this 333rd day of the year, Mike Nothnagel was 5 for 5. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can hammer on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to take another look at the questions that Ian asked me, a couple of extra credit questions, or a challenge, which Ian is about to hit out of the park right now.
We hope, anyway. The important multiple of 333, 666, figures heavily in a key book of the Bible. Rearrange the letters of this 10-letter Bible book to spell a two-word phrase, 6 letters in the first word, 4 in the second, that can describe the action in this particular Bible book. And as a hint, each word begins with a vowel. Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, get your abacus out and we'll reconvene the quiz this time next week.
We'll see you on day 340 of the year.
Can't wait.